Hello, this is Norman Dacey. Let's talk for a few minutes about you and your estate. Thomas Collins, whose fine column, The Golden Years, is nationally syndicated in newspapers throughout the country, recently reprinted a letter which he'd received from a reader. Here are a few paragraphs from that letter, which Mr. Collins prefaced with the admonition that husbands may want to make a note of this.
It was just 7 months after his retirement that my husband died. It was sudden. There was no time for any final advice to me. The 17 months that have passed since have been a shocking and frightful experience. I'm not speaking of the sorrow and the awful aloneness. These are very private matters one must face as one can. I'm speaking of money. I have never worked and had never taken more than a passive role in our financial affairs. My husband managed well, and when he died, he left behind a will, drawn by his lawyer, that gave to me all that we had. Or so one would have thought. So he thought. But in the 17 months since the funeral, I still have not been able to get his estate out of the probate court. I haven't been able to get any money from the estate, except for a few small sums that were given to me after I had made pleas of virtual poverty to my husband's lawyer. My husband set up our affairs on the basis of what should have been good professional advice. There was enough money for me to live in some dignity after he died. He would die a second time if he knew the frustrations and beggings I've gone through in these 17 months, and how much of what he left will be going to lawyer fees, court costs, and taxes before I get it. There's something shameful about it all.
Now, it would be difficult to trace the writer of that letter, because, you see, it could have been written by any one of several million American widows who have been the victims of an ugly conspiracy called probate. Let's begin by establishing just what this probate is. In every legal jurisdiction in America, there is a special court which concerns itself with the administration of estates. In some areas, it's called the Orphans Court. In others, the Chancery Court. In still others, the Surrogate Court. But its most common name is Probate Court. When you die, one of your relatives will carry your will into that court and ask that it be accepted for probate. The probate judge will examine it to determine that it was drawn with due regard for the legal requirements and that all of the legal niceties were observed in its execution, and will accept it for probate and direct the executor whom you've appointed to proceed with the distribution of your estate in accordance with your instructions. If you have died intestate, that is, having left no will, the judge will appoint an administrator whose job it will be to distribute your estate in accordance with the laws of the state in which you live. In other words, if you don't make a will, the state will write one for you and probate it.